Remember those calls? I would love to, absolutely love to hear from you. But before we do all of that, remember we spoke about Simba the Lion? We had the story about the lion cub having, they took custody of this lion cub. It was found at a home in Athlone. Simba the Lion, I think, was I think it was the stock theft unit that took custody of Simba the Lion. They then handed that over to Cape Nature. And you heard yesterday on this show that Cape Nature put down Simba the Lion on that very same day, which has peed a lot of people off, although some people going, hey, man, but Cape Nature knows what they're doing. But you are joined by Brigadier Novella Potelwa, spokesperson for the Commissioner and also Western Cape SAPS. Novella, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kino. How are you?
Always good to chat to you, man. Now, Novella, what is the latest here? We've heard stories about the stock theft unit laying charges against Cape Nature. Can you confirm that for us?
Good morning once more, Kino. You would recall that maybe some background will help.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would recall that on the 21st of August, when members of the Western Cape Stock Theft Unit found the lion cub in Athlone.
Yes.
Because we do not have the necessary capability to keep such an animal. I mean, I'm talking in terms of cages, veterinary services, and all the such. Mm. So we are compelled that we give this animal over to people who would have such. So on the 21st of August, the lion cub was handed over to Cape Nature. And we thought it was in the best interest. And our stock theft unit that were busy with this investigation later learned that the lion cub was put down, right? Subsequent to that, they have opened a case in Wellington. You would recall that they handed over the lion cub to Cape Nature in Delft, and it was subsequently taken to Wellington. So without consultation, we got to know that the lion cub was put down.
Aye.
Right. One thing that we need to mention here, the lion cub was an exhibit for the case that they were investigating. Mm. Remember, the stock theft unit was investigating the contravention of nature conservation ordinance as to why the lion cub found its way, you know, to Athlone. So our contention is not whether Cape Nature had to do it or not, because that would be a technical issue. But there is supposed to be consultation with the SAPS in that regard. And in this case, there was no consultation. And as you know, the case continues, and this lion cub, the lion cub was actually activated in this case.
Novella?
So,
yeah.
That was opened in Wellington. Is on that basis that no consultation took place in this regard.
Which act are you using, though, to lay that charge under?
Look, you need to take into account, I said, when we're talking exhibit, we're talking about the Criminal Procedure Act, right?
Okay.
We're also taking into account the National Environmental Management Act, and it's 107 of 1998. So the investigator in this case still has to take statements from Cape Nature. And that is a process that I'm not sure of.
Okay.
As of yesterday afternoon, they had not taken statements from Cape Nature in terms of why there was no consultation at all.
We believe there was one individual who took this decision without even chatting to anybody else higher up in Cape Nature or the ministry. I mean, that's what we've heard. But Brigadier Novella Potelwa, always great chatting to you. And by the way, we need a commissioner, ne? You guys are taking long.
Thank you, Kino. We'll talk later.
Okay. Brigadier Novella Potelwa. But now let's